This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Earlier in the show, we were joined by Harry Geller. He's the founder of Turtle NIL. He is also on the board of trustees at Maryland. Maryland grad, part-time business professor there. And he's a guy who has his finger on the pulse of what's going on in Maryland athletics, especially with the men's basketball program. So with that in mind, we earlier asked him about Kevin Willard and him never being happy.
Kevin was never really happy at Maryland, in my opinion. You would need to talk to him about whether he thinks that's true or not. He really always felt that he didn't get the support he needed from the athletic department. Even, you know, from the beginning, from year one, he would always comment to me, boy, this athletic department really doesn't care much about basketball. And that, you know, he had a great year this year, but as it sort of leaked out about the contract renegotiation, and then maybe he was talking to Villanova, then it kind of snowballed and all made sense to me. You know, but I think really from the beginning, I don't think he was completely happy here. And then, you know, slightly in his defense, sometimes you take jobs that you're just not happy with, and that could be the case there.
He feels like...
Wasn't happy from the jump?
No, he does not feel like he was happy from the jump. Now, he says he probably would never admit it, but that's his reading. If anybody knows, it's him.
Said he's good friends with him.
Well, he's also good friends with Mick Cronin. And that sounds like perpetually angry Mick Cronin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not great to hear.
Makes you happier he's gone, too.
Exactly. I mean, you wonder if he begrudgingly did a contract extension here and then they had not a great year in the portal or whatever. Although, look, it couldn't have ended any uglier than it did.
Mm-hmm.
That to upstage and kind of throw all those kids under the bus The way he did is pathetic.
Clearly, it was a boiling point for him, and he chose to unleash on the program prior to the most anticipated NCAA tournament in 10 years. And it had been going on for a while. I remember him saying, even prior to this season even beginning, him bemoaning the fact that he didn't have much NIL to play with.
He hated Damon Evans.
In his second season. Well,
yes.
That and
great segue, Jason. Damon Evans.
Why I'm here.
Former AD.
Sipping my tea.
Here at Maryland, now at SMU. Harry Geller on Damon Evans.
Well, he kind of abruptly left. I'm not that close with Damon. I didn't expect it. I was kind of shocked to hear about it. And, I think Damon's always been a more football centric. You know, he played college football, came from Georgia. You know, maybe he thought Maryland didn't have enough resources ever to compete, you know, with Ohio State and Michigan and Penn State. And, you know, SMU has unlimited dollars. I don't blame him for taking the job. I think, yeah, he caused a lot of the issues with Kevin, with the animus towards that, and, you know, kind of left. I think when he left and then, you know, Kevin had to deal with the next person involved, I think that probably set him off a little bit. And at that point, I think it was too far gone for him ever to come back, if he ever was planning to.
Colleen Sorum is the next person involved who's the current interim AD. I did get a text. I didn't catch it in the moment, but somebody who knows Maryland pretty well texted me while he was talking and said, all you need to know about Damon Evans is Harry Geller said I wasn't close with Damon Evans. And why wouldn't you be close with Harry Geller if you're the AD at Maryland?
Yeah. Look, I think in hindsight, we're going to say this is addition by subtraction. Again, the circumstances and the way and the timing it went down and these things being happening consecutively or concurrently, far from ideal. And it I'm not going to sit here and try to put lipstick on a pig because that was a pig. But both these guys clearly had sort of stars in their eyes. And I think they hated working with each other. And I think Damon Evans probably saw that as much as I tried to build this thing up with football. And look, I think this kid Malik's going to be special. And I'm not saying that the Terps program can't get better, but I think Damon Evans saw that his fight to keep football on equal standing.
Hey, SMU made the playoffs last year.
Right. Wasn't going to work out no matter who the new basketball coach was. But listening to him talk about Willard, there's a part of me that thinks as soon as Willard saw how good Derek Queen was and how good this team might be, that in October he was on the phone with Jimmy Sexton saying, hey, bro, I'm out of here no matter what. We're going to use this. I got a great team. I'm going to squeeze the hell out of it. But you better have some options for me come, the Sweet 16. Because this team's going to the Sweet 16, and I don't want to re-up here. I think he knew that way back then.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. But what's interesting about the animosity between Damon and Will, Damon hired him. And this clearly dissolved that relationship so quickly.
I don't think Kevin Willard's an easy guy.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I think Villanova's going to find that out pretty fast. I don't think he's easy to deal with.
Well, and again, we didn't get a direct answer on this, and Harry himself, it's early in the process, probably doesn't know, but I came away fairly convinced that the new AD does not currently reside in College Park.
Yeah, that's my read as well.
Which I think has to be the case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a reboot. It's not just hiring a new basketball coach.
No.
This is hopefully a reboot that lasts a decade or longer.
Yes. Coming up next, we get to the Ravens. And we asked a question amongst ourselves earlier. Can the Ravens expect anything at all from David Ajabo in year four? Well, we'll ask that and more of Jonas Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us next here on The Fan.